You have your Bible tonight, you want to turn with us. We're going to look at the Acts 28. Acts chapter 28, begin reading tonight in verse 1. God will be our help. And the Bible says, "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.' And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god." I want to preach this in just a little while. I've got to be my help on this thought. When enough's enough. Amen? And we look at this and we see Paul, and we know that Paul has been through a lot in his life, and we see how things have transpired in his life. And we see that Paul, he went down there and because of the Jews and because they wanted to kill him, that he had pleaded to go to Rome and be judged in Rome because he was a Roman. And he goes through a big long ordeal into getting there. And he finally gets on a boat and he heads for Rome. And he ends up, as you know the story, ends up shipwrecked. And the ship runs aground and the waves is beating it to pieces. And Paul tells him, said, "You got to stay on the boat." He said, "If you get off the boat, all hope's lost that you'd be saved." And so he said, "You got to stay on the boat." I want to say sometimes it feels like the boats are being battered to pieces. But I want to say, praise God, just stay on the boat. That old ship of Zion, she'll sail on. Glory be to God. And he'll get you to your destination, true and sure, if you'll stay on the boat. And so the Bible says that they stayed on the boat, and it wasn't long. He said the boat that they was on began to break to pieces. And they got, he was able to, on drift wood and other things, they was able to escape from the sea, and they ended up on this island. And when they got on this island, they realized that it was a barbaric island. Amen. Now, if Paul hadn't been through enough already, he ends up shipwrecked on an island of barbarians. And now that barbarian means that they were ungodded people. Amen. They had never been taught in the principles of godliness. But because of God of heaven was watching over Paul and those with him, touched the hearts of those barbaric people. And the Bible said they helped them get out. They kindled a fire. And he said they showed us no little kindness. In other words, they was very kind to them. Amen. And they didn't expect that. I won't say glory to God. Listen, as a child of God tonight, you can't expect people to be kind to you very much in this world we live. They'll not like us much. They'll not care for us much. And I don't want to talk about our God very much, but I want to say glory be to God. I'm still glad to be a Christian. I'm glad I'm a child of the King. I'm glad I'm somebody going somewhere. And somewhere in a little while, praise God, it's going to get better. Farther on, I want to see how God uses even them natives here on this island. They begin to kindle a fire and get Paul and them near and try to dry them off and try to comfort them and try to ward off the chill that was setting in. And you see old Paul, now listen, you talk about enough is enough. Old Paul about had all he could stand. Me and you would have quit a long time ago. Amen. Me and you would have quit a long time ago. You say, "You know what? God's just not in this. I'm going to quit." And he didn't know, but praise God, God was all over it. Everybody that saw Paul saw God in Paul. Amen. It wasn't about what Paul went through, praise God. It's about what God helped him to go through. Amen. It's not about what we go through, what we're up against, praise God. It's what God brings us through. Every one of us gone through a lot of stuff in the life that we've lived. But praise God, we can look up to heaven tonight and say, glory be to God, it was God. Amen. It hadn't been for the Lord, we'd have never made it. But thanks be to God, He was there. And He'll always be there. He promised He'd be there to help us through times like this. Amen. Even when we think it's enough's enough, praise God. You want to throw in the towel, praise the Lord. I want to say God is still on the throne.
Amen.
So we see old Paul, and we see this That we see how God uses these natives, these barbaric people, to take care of Paul. But not only that, we see Paul in this barbaric place. In verse 3, he said, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Now, I got to thinking on this today, this morning, sitting over in the study. I thought, man, it wouldn't have been something. Oh, Paul didn't. Now, he'd done managed to save all, 270-some people alive off that boat. Not a man on that boat perished that day. Paul was able to save them, praise God. Why? Because his faith in God. Yeah. Amen. The only reason those folks was able to stay alive is because Paul's faith. If Paul hadn't listened to God, a whole lot of those people would have perished. Yeah. Amen. And I could probably see in my mind's eyes, Paul was up there and they was kindling a fire. Paul was trying to get warm, cuddling up that little old fire they had built. I see old Paul as he's in the way. Heads off for the wood, praise God, to get some kindling. Amen. That's what a servant of God does, praise God. They say, hey, Paul, no, you stay here around the fire. He said, no, I'm going to help you get some wood, praise God. I'm going to help you kindle the fire. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he was a servant of the Lord. We see that all through the Bible. We see it especially in Philippians chapter 2 where he's talking about the Lord and how he come as in the flesh. He come as a servant, even give himself unto the cross, praise God, the death of the cross. Amen. We see Paul's life, how it was wrapped up in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. From the day that he was saved on the Damascus Road, glory be to God, when that bright light shined upon him and he realized, praise God, a Pharisee wasn't good enough. Amen. And he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. Praise God and God Almighty all over him. He got up there and fellas had to lead him by the hand. He took him up the straight street. God took him to straight street and straightened him out.
Amen.
That's what God needs to do with a whole lot of fundamental independent Bible believing Baptists. Amen. Needs to take us up the straight street and straighten us out. Amen. Show us the truth. But you know what? People don't want the truth no more. I'd rather you tickle them on there, tell them how pretty they look and how good they are.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't need somebody to tell me a lie. Praise God. I can stay home and lie to myself. Amen. Glory be God. I want somebody to tell me the truth. I want somebody to tell me, praise God, that there's a God of heaven. He loves us. Praise God. He come to seek and save old sinners, and he'll save them by his marvelous grace. And if he save them, praise God, if we'll let him, he'll keep us.
Amen.
We keep our eyes on the Lord. Keep our eyes on that prize, praise God, it's ahead. Amen, there's a prize for everyone. It's already laid up in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Bible said it's kept, it's guarded by God Almighty. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, them treasures in heaven more important than anything I have here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I got a few through little trinkets here on this world, praise God, but I got a whole lot of treasures up in heaven, I hope. Amen. I hope God will bless me for my labors. Now, my labor's a love for Him because I love Him with all my heart. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my shepherd, praise God, the keeper of my soul. He's the one, amen, that helps me along every day. Who's helping you? Amen. The same one. We serving the same Lord.
Amen.
Same one I'm serving. Same one's helping me. Same one help you. He'll bring us through, praise God, if you let Him. But we see old Paul as he goes out to gather that wood. They said, now, Paul, you don't need to do that. He said, yeah, I do. Amen. I've got to be a help and I've got to be a servant. Amen. That's what God calls do, to serve, be a servant. Amen. Who to one another. Amen. Be a help to each other. Be a help to somebody along the way to give comfort where we can. Amen. A encouraging word here and there. Amen. In other words, when they start that old junk at the water fountain at work, praise God, if you ain't got something good to say, you oughtn't say nothing at all. Amen. I know how it is. I've worked in factories 33 and a half years. Amen. I know exactly how it is. You get two or three together and they go to talking. My mother said women was the worst people in the world. That's what my mother said. She still says today. She said they're the worst people. Said we'd be sitting there and some new girl would come in and said them ladies would look her over and said they'd cut her all to pieces before she ever hit the time clock. They'd talk about her hair and how she dressed, how she looked, how she walked, how she acted, and by the time she ever got the time clock, they done wrote her off. Amen. If we ain't careful, praise God, we come with a critical attitude instead of the attitude of a servant. Amen. Somebody come into a new job starting their thing. Praise God, we ought to give them a little word of encouragement. See, you may not understand it, but being a maintenance engineer and a maintenance supervisor for all these years, I come to realization. Amen. If I can treat my people good, and I can encourage them and make them happy where they're at, praise God, they'll do the work and I won't have to. Amen. They'll pick up the slack. Amen. Where I was killing myself before, I get two or three good and encourage them along, praise God. A little encouragement goes a long way. Amen. I see what Paul was doing here. He said, as a servant of the Lord, praise God. He said, hey, you know what, praise God? He said, I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to help a little bit too. And he went out and he gathered ten and brought it to the fire. Amen. You said, well, preacher, nobody paid no attention to that. They did. When he threw that wood in the fire, he brought those few sticks he got and he laid them down in that fire. And said, when he did, it said, a serpent. The Bible said, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. Apparently, it was a snake in that wood. You know, it don't matter how hard you work, how good a servant you try to be, praise God, there'll be serpents in the wood. There'll be vipers that's wanting to reach out and bite you and get you and hurt you and tear you down. But praise be to God, he said it reached out there and grabbed him. It bit him. Amen. It fastened onto his hand. And now wasn't the serf suffering enough? Hadn't he suffered? Wasn't enough for old Paul? He said, why would he have to go through it? Why would God allow this? Everything Paul went through was for God's glory. Amen. Everything Paul undertook, everything he went through was for God's glory. And folks could see the glory of God in Paul. Old Paul was beat down and broke down, praise God, in more ways than we could ever imagine. But praise God, he never gave up. Amen. Paul's my hero. Amen. He was in sorry shape as far as physically went. Had to have Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke's the one that's writing the book of Acts. He was there with Paul. Everywhere he went, praise God, Dr. Luke was there to help him along. Amen. To encourage him, to help him, to keep him going, praise God. I would that we could all be a Dr. Luke. Amen. Come alongside, just encourage and praise God everywhere we go. But suffering wasn't enough, praise God. That viper come up and bit him. And the Bible said when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. They said, oh well. So that'd be the end of him. So we thought he is a pretty good fella, but he must be a murderer or something because that the snakes done bit him. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, every time you try to do something good, Satan's going to come along and try to steal the joy. Amen. Satan's going to come along and try to defeat you, praise God. But I want to say there's one that's already overcome the devil. That's Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, he talked about that devil as a roaring lion. Amen. That would want to devour and to tear up and destroy. Praise God. But I want to say there's a God of heaven. Let me just read that to you. 1 Peter chapter 5. He said, verse 6, he said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He said, how do you go through this thing? When enough's enough, praise God, God will let you know. You know how he'll let you know? He'll let you know by taking you out of here. He said, not put on you more than you could bear, but with it make a way of escape. That way of escape is Christ Jesus our Lord. One day in a little while, youngins, he is going to come and take us out of here to be with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He make a way of escape. Amen. They said, if we'd just humble ourselves, therefore in the mighty hand of God, he may exalt you in due time. How do you do that? By casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. Said, how you humble yourself? You come humble for the Lord, cast your cares upon him. Say, Lord, I can't do this. I need some help. Lord, I can't undertake this. I need some help. I can't overcome this. Lord, I need some help. I can't do this, Lord. I need some help. Amen. Praise God. Allowing the Lord, humble, a humble heart, a humble mind. You know what? We're Americans, we're so prideful. We're too prideful to come bow before a holy God, a thrice holy God, and say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. Amen. That don't bother me a bit. Amen. It don't bother me a bit to come up here, praise God. I was downstairs the other day in the study, and God got on my heart. I come up them steps. I wept all the way down, and I fell. I said, Lord God, I need your help. Amen. Oh, God, here I am, Lord. I need some help. But I tell you what, the prayer of God come over my heart. He overshadowed me. Praise be to God. It's just like He lifted me up. Amen. Way above my feet. Praise God. Put me on new stomping ground and said, glory be God. Son, it's going to be okay. Amen. Why? Because God, when we cast our cares upon Him, because He cares for us. Amen. But He said, old slewfoot, the devil, He said, be sober and be vigilant. Amen. He said, have a clear mind. Pay attention. Amen. He said, because your adversary, the devil, amen, the devil's your adversary. He said, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He said, old slewfoot's a walking around, and he's looking to take a prey. And if we'll let him, he'll take us as his prey. But praise God, when we put up a resistance and we submit ourselves to God, we come humbly before God and say, Lord God, here I am. Amen. Lord, I need your help. I need some comfort and I need some encouraging, praise God. That said Bible said that God Almighty will comfort you. Amen. With a great comfort. Praise the Lord. See, when we need it, that old Satan like a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's wanting to devour, praise God. He's the adversary of God's people. Amen. You know who it is that comes in families and tries to tear them down? It's not mom and daddy, praise God. It's the devil that does that. Amen. We can't give place for the devil. In these last days we live, you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. He'll come in roughshod over you. He'll destroy and tear down and tear to pieces everything he touches. Hey man, we gotta put up a wall between him and us. And that only wall we have is Christ Jesus our Savior coming with a humble spirit before God and saying, Lord God, I need you now more than ever. Amen. We're going to hit hard times, youngins. These hard times coming for the children of God. These persecution coming, trials coming. I praise God all over the world today. But I want to say there's a God of heaven that's already overcome all of that stuff. Amen. He says, praise God, we could overcome too. Help of the Lord. He said that whole devil will come like a roaring lion. And if he can't get you as a roaring lion, he'll come as a subtle serpent. Amen. Amen. If he can't get you like a roaring lion, a direct approach, he'll come subtly like he did to Eve. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 1, Paul said, would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now watch what he says in verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted. Now watch this, from what? From the simplicity that is in Christ. Amen? He said if he can't come at you and hit you as a roaring lion and destroy and tear up and kill and maim, praise God, he said he'll come at you subtly. He'll come at you as a serpent, praise God, and he'll try to get you to turn from the very simplicity of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We was talking about before church, there's so many people that's looking for something else. Amen. Going through meditation and yoga and all these things to find their inner person. I got a news flash for you. You find your inner person, you won't lock what you find. Amen. Outside the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, your inner person ain't a good person. It ain't a good thing. Praise God, it's Jesus Christ in us that makes us that person and be pleasing to God and be pleasing to the world and be pleasing to ourselves. Amen. Praise God, I don't like this old flesh I live in. And that inward man that I used to be, praise God, is more wicked than anything I know. But praise God, I'm glad there's an inner man living in me today. There's an inner man living in you today, praise, which is the Holy Spirit of God that's making you, will make you, praise God, what God would have you to be. So, preacher, you don't think we need the meditation? Yeah, if you're meditating upon the Lord, meditating upon the Word of God, it'll make a difference in your life, praise God. It'll take you from who you used to be to who you're going to be. The help of the Lord. Amen. But he said, don't let it take you from the simplicity of the Lord Jesus Christ, that pure message of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When enough's enough, you can't stand no more, praise God. Just forget about all that and just go back to the simplest things. which is Christ Jesus, His death, burial, His resurrection, His ascension to sit at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. You know why He sat down? Because His work was finished. Amen. The work of salvation was finished. So Jesus arose. He went up and sat at the right hand of the Father up there to make intercession for you and I. Because Paul was talking about in Philippians 2 that He came and He's born of a man, praise God. He went through this world as a man. He endured temptations as a man. He went through trials as a man. He knew the feeling of our infirmities, praise God, our weakness, our lacks of strength. And He's there, praise God, at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. Amen. Amen. He's not sitting there tonight as a God that don't know. The Lord Jesus Christ knows exactly what you and I are going through. Amen. He endured it, even the death of the cross. We haven't endured nothing. Amen. We haven't endured nothing, not compared to what the Lord went through. We haven't endured nothing compared to what Paul went through. And if you look at Acts chapter back at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you see that Paul, he's talking about the simplicity of the gospel of Christ, praise God. And he goes on in that chapter, praise God, and begins to lay down what he had to go through in his Christian life. And you and I have never went through nothing like he did. But if we ain't careful, we'll get the molly grub and say, oh, poor pitiful me. What I've had to endure as a Christian. Amen. What I've had to put up with. But Paul said there's a whole lot that he had to go put up with. Let me just show you, amen, while we're here, back on 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul said, let me just boast on some of the things. Amen. He said, if you want to boast, he said, let me boast to you. You said, well, preacher, that ain't right. It is when you're boasting, it don't bring up you as the boastee, but praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 16, he said, I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it was foolishly in this confidence of boasting. He said, now the Lord didn't say this directly to me. The Lord didn't tell me to say this. He said, I want to tell you. He said, in my own experience, what God has done for me. He said, for ye suffer fools gladly. He said, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Amen. He said, you take that. He said, I speak as concerning reproach, as though he had been, we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold, in nakedness, because those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care, it's besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Amen. He said, who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is offended and I burn not? I must needs glory, for I glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. Paul said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to bless. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to jump and shout and praise to the best of my ability because of my infirmities. Amen. Because of my weaknesses and lack of strength, because he'd say over, praise God in the Word of God, he said, when I am weak, that's when he's strong. Amen. Praise God. We think we went through a whole lot. We ain't went through nothing yet. Not compared to Paul. You just say, well, preacher, enough's enough. Amen. Why didn't he just give up? Because he wasn't going to give in. Amen. In order to give up, he would have had to give in. Amen. Paul wasn't the type to give up. And he wasn't the type to give in. Amen. He stayed with the course, praise. He kept pressing and praising and giving God glory. Preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see him as all this stuff coming upon him. You say, well, preacher, enough's enough. Praise God, it wasn't for Paul. And it shouldn't be for you and I. Amen. But the Bible tells us in our reading tonight that as he was putting that wood in the fire, that vapor come up and it latched onto his hand. Amen. You know why that snake didn't hurt him? He'd done been purified by the fire. Amen. Glory be to God. When a purifying fires of God are burning around you, praise God, nothing can hurt you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's all kinds of things in this world that can destroy. Yeah, it can destroy this flesh. But praise God, they said, oh, Job, God told Job, told the devil when he was contending about Job, he said, you can touch his body, but you can't touch his soul. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, if you're saved, if you're born again, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, your soul is secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing can touch your soul. Praise God. It's been made pure. It's been made holy. Amen. Say, what'll change that? A heart of unbelief. Amen. We got to have a heart of faith, believing, amen, that God Almighty can touch us. That purifying fire that God has, it makes a difference. We can see it taking place. Amen. We see God moving and His hand upon him, and we see Paul blessing him and people even coming along at the end and encouraging him. Amen. To just keep pressing on. They said, Paul, don't quit. Don't give up now. Amen. I can see him praying for back home. Say, Paul, that Lord help you just go a little farther. Amen. I wonder how when things get tough around your house, who's praying for you? I hope we got some mamas and daddies, some husbands, wives, praise God, and say, pray, help him go a little farther. Amen. Help him go just a little ways beyond where he's at. Amen. Praise God. But we got to watch. We got to be on guard because that serpent, amen, that lion, that serpent, is out to destroy and tear down. The evil heart of unbelief comes into our lives. He talked about that in Mark chapter 16. He said because of an evil heart of unbelief that they couldn't believe on Lord Jesus Christ, even when He was here, when He had rose from the dead. Amen. People seen Him, they told Him, they said, we don't believe it. Amen. In Mark chapter 16, verse 11, He said, they, when they had heard that He was alive and had been seen of her, Mary Magdalene, And he said, and they believed not. Amen. What happened? An evil heart of unbelief will keep us from believing the truth. But the truth is what makes the difference. The truth is what keeps us healthy, wealthy, and wise, praise God. What gives us the advantage. It delivers us from that evil heart of unbelief. Amen. But he said we got to be on constant guard because the devil's roaring. The serpents are talking. And if we ain't careful, we'll start listening. Amen. But he says in Mark chapter 16, the Lord Jesus says this in verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. You say, why did he do that? Because he said, praise God, if he was preaching the gospel to every creature, he wouldn't have time enough to get in any mischief. Amen. If we was sharing gospel with everybody we meet, if we were looking for opportunities to share the gospel, we wouldn't have time to get in trouble. Amen. We wouldn't have time to do things that ought not be doing. So he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Now he didn't say here he's speaking unknown tongues. He said they'd cast out devils, and he said they'd speak with new tongues. Amen. I believe God saves us. He gives us a new tongue. Amen. I don't think you ought to be able to say the same things you did when you was a lost man. I don't think you could use the same verbiage that you used when you was a lost man down on the job site. Amen. I think God will change your speaking. He'll change your talking. He'll change your attitude. Amen. Why? Because He'll cast the devil out of you. Amen. I've said before, they got all these Spocks and everything else that's trying to go through people's minds and trying to figure out what kind of mental anguish, what kind of mental disease they've got. And 2/3 of it's just the devil. They're full of the devil. Jesus never went and cast it and performed medical things to touch their mind, praise God. He cast out devils and demons. Amen. That's what's destroying our minds, praise God. That's what's getting a hold of people is the devil. Amen. But when the devil's cast out, he said, you'd start talking right. He said, you'd start acting right. And he said, they shall take up servants, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How could this be possible? He said, because of faith, believing. Amen. Now, did he say to go out there and pick up a rattlesnake, and if it bit you, you know, God take care? No. He said, if you had to, amen. If you actually, like Paul did, if it come out of the wood, come out and bit you, praise God. He said, God take care of you. But he said, we didn't do foolish things. He's talking about them preachers up there in West Virginia that was handling them rattlesnakes. And boy, they was real spiritual too. You know how they handled them? They found out they put them in ice boxes. Just almost froze them solid. And then they'd take them out and play with them before they thawed out. But guess what? One day one of them got too close to the stove. Amen? It got thawed out and it bit him. And he died. Amen? That's what he gets for playing with snakes. That's what he gets for playing with God. Amen? Trying to be something that he's not. Amen? He said, if you're going to be a child of God, be a child of God. If you're going to go walk with God, he said, then walk with God. He said, you can't play both sides of the street. Amen. But we see here Paul, he's talking about this, when enough's enough. Paul endured a lot of conflict. Paul endured a lot of anguish. Amen. He said we had to be constantly on guard. He said we had to trust the Lord to care for us. That's what he was telling in Mark. He said that we had to trust in the Lord to take care of us. Amen. Listen, youngins, we got to trust the Lord to take care of us. We can't make it through this life by ourselves. Well, I know we got family, we got our homes, we got families, we got our church, we got our church family, but we need the Lord to help all of us. Amen. When enough's enough, praise God, it's time to just turn to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I am. Paul was he was telling about all that he had went through in his Christian experience. You say, well, that was a boastful experience. No, that was a boastful confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was boasting of his confidence in the Lord. He said, through all this affliction, he said, the Lord's the one delivered me. Through everything that I've ever been through, all the things in my life, it's been the Lord Jesus that's delivered me. Amen. You look back on your life, everything that you've had to endure, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that delivered you and brought you through. Amen. You come out on the other side and you say, glory to God. Thank God for bringing me through that and giving me one more opportunity. Paul said, Paul had been through a lot. Paul had been through, he had adversaries everywhere they went. But he said, you know what? He said, there's none of you ever been in a city and had been on the second floor and never had to let you out the window in a basket to preserve you alive. Paul said, I did. Amen. See, we think we're persecuted, we're put down, we're ridiculed because of our faith. But I want to say, instead of saying enough's enough, say, praise God, Lord God, I know you're able to handle anything that comes my way. And I'm just going to give you glory for it ahead of time. Amen. Because when enough's enough, praise God, that's when God's people get, that's when we receive our strength. And because of Paul's faith, he was able to save the whole crew of the ship alive. Because of his faith, he was able to be a witness to those barbarians. Because of his faith, if you read on over there, praise God, he was able to heal those that were sick. Amen. He was, what are you saying? I said, instead of saying, well, you know what? Enough's enough. I quit. Say, glory to God. Lord, just let me have one more adventure. One more adventure. If we could just think of this life as just an adventure and just go a little further in this, it's hard, ain't it? But say, Lord, just let us go just a little farther in this adventure, just a little farther every day for the glory of God. Amen. The old Indiana Jones thing. You know, the adventure. We watch that boy and we're excited. We want to see what's going to take place next. When we're living our own adventure right here on earth right now. Amen. And when we think enough's enough, praise God, you say, okay, Lord, what you have me to do now? Amen. And you know what? God just He just delivers again. He makes a way, praise God, that we can be used of the Lord. And just about time you think your ship's a sinking, praise God, that's when the Lord steps in. Glory be to God, and you sail off for God's glory. Bless His holy name. Amen.